What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Bears head coach John Fox, plenty of praise for quarterback Jay Cutler after a victory in St. Louis yesterday. Also had some praise for receiver Alshon Jeffrey, who was able to play despite dealing with injury lately.
It was a gutsy performance. I think he missed some practice time due to a leg injury. I think our staff, Mike Rowe, the rest of the office did a good job of managing him during the game, in and out.
Just three catches in the game for Jeffrey. No injury news from Fox otherwise today. The Bears' next opponent is going to be the Denver Broncos, and Peyton Manning not going to play. Brock Osweiler will be the starter at quarterback. Manning has a tear of the plantar fascias. Tony Romo expected a return from a broken collarbone and play for the Cowboys Sunday against Miami. Saints head coach Sean Payton today said that Rob Ryan still is his defensive coordinator despite rumors that he's about to lose that job. Also in the NFL, Giants receiver Victor Cruz is done for the season. He's having calf surgery. For the Bulls, Derrick Rose is expected to be able to play tonight as they host the Indiana Pacers at the United Center. Rose is still dealing with some blurry vision. His coach Fred Hoiberg says that could last up to 3 months. This update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And join Hub, Patrick Manley and Dan Pompey, broadcasting a live football pregame from Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Darien, Sunday from 9 to noon. Stick around to watch the game. Check out Hub, Olin, and James Big Cat Williams as they broadcast the postgame show live, presented by Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe. 670 weather, cloudy tonight, chance of rain, low of 49. Windy with some rain tomorrow and a high in the upper 50s. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
On the north side, Lizard is on the Score.
You know, when I saw that catch by Miller yesterday, I thought of an old score here. Dan Jiggins against Kansas City. Can't remember the year, don't remember the quarterback, but it put the Bears in the playoffs.
Why were you thinking of Dan Jiggins?
He got off the line and he scored a touchdown on a pass similar to that Miller had caught.
Who scored a touchdown?
Jiggins.
No.
No?
No! What do you mean no?
Bears history that doesn't exist.
Wrong Bears history.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, Jiggs is dancing around the end zone with one added touchdown pass.
That is a disgusting act.
Marlon Panda's helper monkey says Jiggs came firing off the line to catch a yard bird and a coat.
Fastest bear to make a yard bird disappear.
Actually consumed all the members of the yard birds, too. Dan Jiggins.
Oh, man, you should have seen the play. It was great. I was diving in the corner of the northern zone, caught the ball with one hand, slammed it, man. It was beautiful. Now, you've got to be thinking about Greg a lot. I've played a lot of tight end my first 2 years here, but unfortunately, they never saw fit to throw me the pill, man. I don't know why. Because I had excellent receiving skills. You know I had good hands because I was always holding something, right?
You said it, and I didn't. You said it.
Mike Norris and Dan Jiggins, they had some fun here for a long time. And it was fun listening to them.
Boars and Bernstein.
Anything's possible.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
That's a nice part of the summation of what last week was like, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
a little bit. Sure.
Jiggs' great one-handed grab. Holy cow. Didn't happen, but that's what we do. Anyway, Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. We promise we take some calls because it's Bears Monday, a winning Bears Monday. And somewhere in the back of your head, maybe it's rattling around that P word. Maybe. Maybe not.
No! Oh, not that!
All right, we'll use it in my head. Gary in Rogers Park, you're on the Score.
You know, let's all accept the fact that Gase is going to be gone. But what about his staff that he has working under him? Is there somebody maybe that can be promoted within?
Sure.
Or get a good coordinator and have a lot of the good staff that Gase has. You know, it's obviously Gase isn't going to be there.
Well, he's going to hire some of those people to work for him, too. Don't forget
that's
that.
That's the other problem.
Yeah, that's what I was worried. That's my question was, is how much of those people will stay with the Bears and how many will go when Gase goes somewhere else?
We don't know. There's no way to tell. It depends what promotions might be offered and what possibilities there might be for a Dowell Loggins or something like that.
Yeah, he's a sharp dude, though. He's a sharp dude.
Also, you know what? I trust John Fox to make a good hire to replace him. Call me crazy. I know Fox annoys the hell out of me. But
You could call him Fox.
I guarantee
if you want to.
Look, he's not an idiot. I guarantee you that Fox knows who his next choice is. Whether it is from within or without. He's not going to be caught in this thing completely unawares. They know. Like Brian Billick told us, with all these openings going on in college and pros everywhere, a lot of closed doors. A lot of people already taking calls. This is already going on. Yeah. They know. They will be ready. They're not going to say, what? He left? Now what?
Yeah, we can't think of any, you know, Bears offensive coordinator that was ever this hot.
Well, Helper Monkey says, I'm beyond pleased the Bears are showing week-to-week improvement, getting meaningful contributions from young players. But now they're painted into a corner. Because without a spectacular crop of college quarterbacks, it's all but a lock that Cutler's back next season, maybe beyond. Jay's solid season is clearly attributable in large part to Adam Gase, who's gone. Now maybe the system he's put in place will be enough to keep the offense on an upward swing, but I could also see a scenario where Jay plays well enough to stick around for a few more years, but backslides because then he has to deal with yet another new offensive coordinator. I'm rooting for him. I'd like nothing more than for him to be the quarterback when the Bears are ready to be good, but history says otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're dealing with a guy who claimed it. It's up to him, and it is up to him. Now he draft a quarterback every year. Well, so far, you're 0-1.
Right, and maybe some of this is also, maybe it's unfair to Cutler to say this is all Adam Gase, just because we've always reverted to it being
coordinator. No, I wouldn't say all Adam Gase.
Maybe Jay's older and smarter, and some of the people around him are a little bit better. The Dave Magazoo coached offensive line perhaps helps, too. Bob in Milwaukee. I didn't ask for permission to take a call from a Bob, so I'm doing this
Milwaukee.
Unilaterally. Bob, you're on the Score. Ooh.
Few bad Bobs ruin it for us all. Hi, guys. Dan, I want to say, hey, always enjoy your article on Twitter after the game. Good one yesterday. And now, the thing I wanted to bring up was, it's not so much the way the Bears are playing that got me excited about the playoffs. It's how badly the other teams in our division are playing. You know, whether that be the Packers, who I think are going to eventually come back and take the division, you still got the second wild card, which you know Atlanta isn't going to hold on to because they're on the downswing. And I just wanted to get your opinion on how you think the division is going to end up shaping up.
Well, we looked at the schedule.
I looked at the division. I looked at some of these teams. They're no better than the Bears. Many, many of these teams we were talking about are no better.
The Bears don't have a game left on their schedule that I think is a sure loss.
You bring a team in here Sunday with a terrific defense and a brand new quarterback against a team that I don't know how much carries over. I don't know what the Bears do with this team. Every week is different.
But they just scored a bunch of points against a top five defense.
Yeah, you have a chance here, do you not? Am I wrong about this? It's a 1-point game, according to the odds makers, right?
I don't think there is a game remaining on the Bears' schedule that they cannot win.
Correct. Not saying they're going to, but that they're saying that they can't.
Rudy says, my prevailing thought towards the end of that game was after all the mockery, all the ridicule, and all the crap we gave him, it turns out this league sucks badly enough where Terry is going to get his MFing 8 wins. If they get there, football sage Terry Bohr should spike that ball and get the constant Jeff Triplett treatment from now until the end of
time. I saw that Jeff Triplett treatment, and I'll take it.
There's a little more to work with.
You know what? When he starts that, I ain't walking.
With Willie, there's a little more to work with.
Yeah, I know, but I ain't walking.
I don't know. We'll bring Jeff Triplett in. He'll give you the full ass massage.
I'm standing there. I'm not walking away from that.
Keep going, big fella. Yeah. I like it.
Don't stop. Give me some of that massage action. That little...
Oh, Colonel, my Colonel. Rashad, Southside, you're on the score.
Colonel.
What's going on, fellas? Terry, my guy.
Rashad.
Hey, man, I'm still with you with the 8-8, man. I'm going to have to check y'all out this Friday. Let me know where y'all are going to be at.
This Friday, we're going to be at another round in Downers Grove.
I think I might take another round. Thanks a lot, Dan.
There you go.
I might have a mouthful of blood, but is there a good chance I'll be there?
Nice. Well, that's every Friday, guys. Really.
Every Friday. It's all the same.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Did I hear you guys say Todd Collins won't be playing quarterback for the Broncos this week? Oh, that's Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, no, he won't.
Oh, he's doing a bit, right? No, yeah, he will not.
Nope, Brock is.
Okay, nice. But I'm impressed with this Bears coaching staff because there's no way I thought Todd Gurley was going to do anything other than score 200 yards on the ground, and I thought that defense would have killed Cutler. But what they did in that first and that second half, this is a legitimate average football team.
Woohoo! Yeah, well, that's correct. That's correct. But they are.
I think that's what they are.
I think you said that's well put.
And that's what Tinley Park Mark says. Although they are what their record says they are, they don't feel like a sub-500 team.
Nope.
It's unbelievable how a really good coaching staff can change a season, how a bad one can destroy it. Yeah, Mark, I said this at the start of the show. Their biggest off-season defensive signing, Pernell McPhee. Their biggest offensive off-season signing, Eddie Royal. Neither one made the trip. You didn't have Matt
Forte. Surprise.
Okay, you didn't have Matt Forte. Yeah, Matt surprise, Forte. Right. Alshon Jeffrey clearly hurt.
Oh, yeah, he was skipping around.
After a Monday night game.
On the West Coast.
That's not a Green Bay game. That's a West Coast trip. A red-eye flight back home. We know all about travel and sleep schedules and all this stuff. Then a truncated week of practice. Then another road game. And you're an 8-point dog, and you rub their faces in the dirt.
Ass whooping. That's ass whooping.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to say about this team, it's a thing.
Yep.
So when and if the Bears get good, remember yesterday. Keep it in mind. Remember it.
I don't know if it's possible to move into the good neighborhood. I know that you can stay in the average neighborhood and contend for a playoff spot. Am I wrong about this?
Sure.
I think you can. I believe you can. Because, for example, even without Pernell McPhee, you had a couple guys that could fill in really nicely for him. One of them in particular got his ass worked over pretty good, but that was just by the official. I mean, he's a pretty good fill-in. That's not, because you're looking for a role for Willie Young. I don't know what to do with him. He's not a defensive end in this 4-3 by 3-4. But what do we do with him? Well, you found out what to do with him. Thought he played really well yesterday. He deserved it. What he got.
Oh, the triplet treatment?
I thought he played well. I mean, I think there's, you know, again, average gets you right where everybody is in the NFL. It puts you right in the playoff picture just being average.
In Trevor, Wisconsin, this is Dave on the Score.
How you guys doing?
We're still fine.
Yeah, I called you after the first game with the Packers. Missed the post preseason, all the
drowning.
My son was sick, and just the different perspective. I'm watching that game in the beginning of the year with competitiveness.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it. We had some phone issues there, Dave. So maybe try back again later if you can get a better cell. Freeport, Joel, you're on WSCR.
As exciting as it is to hear you guys talk about the T-word as in playoffs as a fan, I think we just need to be excited to see a professional competitive football team this year. I'm as excited as the next guy, maybe more so, but I don't know. I mean, average, you know, 8-8 doesn't get you to the playoffs.
Comes damn close this year.
Really close
comes
this
pretty
year.
Close this year. You watch the 6-3 team stagger around like idiots. I mean, you know, I mean, the Packers have been hit in the mouth a couple times now and have not really answered it. I don't know what that kick was. And the Atlanta Falcons, think the Atlanta Falcons are going to finish with 10 wins? They're 6-3. I do not. I think they're just bad enough to continue to get beat.
Southside Solon, you're on the Score.
Hey, gentlemen, I ain't going to say what's going on. What's cracking?
Solon. You are.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. I have the Bears realistically at 9-7, but no one is talking about the offensive line and not giving in to the defense. You know, we had, I think, one false start. And what I mentioned this, I think, the last time I spoke to you, what's so refreshing and so different than under the Dr. Death's ream of things. Cutler is getting to the line with 10 to 12 seconds.
Yep. Yeah.
You can call audible, so on and so forth. I think that is a huge push, especially if they're bagged up in the end zone since the return team can't get at least to the 20-yard line.
Right. Yeah, much better coach.
The offensive,
better.
They communicate. Because I think
everything you dream that would happen.
You have a play caller who the moment the previous play is done has an idea of what he wants to do. There's no dithering. And what should we do? I don't know. I think you want to run it here. I'm not sure. He's got it. He's in full command of what's going on. The call comes in, and they know that once they get to the line, they've got enough flexibility to check to something based on a box count or personnel or coverage. They did it.
I mean, just every game, all game.
And Cutler audibled out of a lot of stuff yesterday.
Yep.
That third down Langford run, that's a huge play in that game. Huge.
Yeah, the plan to start the game was extraordinary. I cannot believe that stuff beat the Rams. I look at it and say, seriously? That's all it takes?
It wasn't complicated.
When they come after you like that? No, really wasn't. Really wasn't.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You have the Score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. On day to day, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Here is the dumbest question of the week. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin was asked after hammering Cleveland yesterday if he was okay with Antonio Brown doing a flip into the end zone. Is there really anybody who wasn't? You could ask every one of the Browns players, including the ones who were chasing Antonio, and if they were being honest, they'd admit it was awesome. Tomlin should have been like, was I okay with it? Are you okay with finding a $100 bill in your jeans pocket? Are you okay with it? Are you okay with one of the greatest things ever? Instead, coach said, I am okay with it. Rated. What, on a scale of 1 to 10? All right, 5,000. I've seen a lot of guys do backflips, but you don't see very many front flips because they're nearly impossible. Okay with it? I am great with it. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sunrise Chevrolet now has a bigger, better used car inventory with all makes and models for all budgets. With an all-new, state-of-the-art used car superstore, our used car staff focuses only on pre-owned vehicles to ensure your experience is the best it can be. Right now, get a great selection of used vehicles for less than $10,000. Plus, get a $25 dining gift card with any test drive. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
Recycling.
Hey, holiday friends, it's Matt of Atticola. You've heard me talk about my X1 system from Comcast for several months now, and you know how much I love it. You know how it truly has changed the way I experience TV. But did you know the X1 can change the way you experience the holidays? Maybe you have family visiting in the next few weeks, which means more people at your house, more people on the internet. So the question is, can your home internet service handle it? Well, I know Xfinity can. And everyone has certain holiday traditions. Maybe in your house, there's a certain holiday movie you love. Well, with X1's voice remote, you could say, show me holiday movies, and you'll see everything available with Xfinity On Demand right there on your TV screen. And don't miss out right now on this great limited time holiday offer. Get started with the X1 Triple Play at your house for just $89 a month for a year. Or ask how to upgrade and get a $500 prepaid card or a free Samsung Galaxy Tab. But hurry, don't wait. This holiday offer will not last. So you need to call and call right now, 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com. Now, this incredible holiday offer ends 11/22/15, which is soon. And keep in mind that certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So don't wait so you can really experience the holidays in a brand new way with X1 from Comcast. It's what I have. It's what you should have as well. Call them today, 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid.